This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL, 52 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high temperature today about 70. Probably not as rainy a day as we had yesterday and not as scary, not with the thunder and lightning and everything, but the chance of rain is 60% all day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, maybe even isolated showers after midnight. Overnight low 50. Chance of rain still 60% tonight and overnight. Then a 50% chance of rain all day tomorrow. Tomorrow night, same thing. Then Thursday, nicer day, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. The NAACP's protest to the recent state legislation continues. Last night, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP joined other protesters for a big rally in Raleigh. This coming after last week's protest where 17 people were arrested. More than two dozen were arrested again. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Because the issue is that, like I said, it's not just a black issue. And that was kind of where it was played off, you know, the other Monday night. You know, it's pretty heavily laced in black folks. That's what that is. But that's not the issue. It's far from it.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's one of the vice presidents of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter. He was also one of several Chapel Hill residents arrested last week. He says the fight against what they call a regressive state agenda is far from over. Alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber last Monday, Reed and other activists participated in a pray-in or demonstration through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the state legislative building. Reed says the arrest was worth it to prove his point. Yesterday's protest began around 5:30 in the evening, and beforehand, Reed urged people of all races to take part in another wave of civil disobedience.
What's being done in the House is not just directed at African Americans, it's directed at the vote. It's directed as being able to depower people.
Some of the issues they protested included limitations to voters' rights, like the voter ID bill, which passed in the House in April. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax. Reed also believes it's not right that the federal funding to expand Medicaid was rejected. He says these issues will affect many North Carolinians.
And the issue is the fact that they refuse to give us an ear to hear the complaints of the people.
Reed hopes that these continued protests will force state leaders to acknowledge what they have to say. Reed also says that Raleigh law enforcement warned him beforehand not to protest inside the state legislative building.
While they were looking down upon us from the solarium above, they were saying, oh, there's only 17 of them, there's only a handful of them. That's not a problem. That's not enough to get our attention. Throw them out of here.
The NAACP will hold a candlelight vigil outside the state legislative building tonight at 7 p.m. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There are conflicting reports about the number of those arrested. WRAL is reporting 30 people got arrested, while the Associated Press says there were 27. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says all are likely to face misdemeanor charges, similar to the 17 NAACP protesters arrested last week. Those arrested this week include members of the social justice group Raging Grannies, several university professors, and the son of state NAACP President Reverend William Barber, and some folks from right here in Chapel Hill, certainly. County commissioners will discuss when to schedule the next property tax revaluation when the board meets tonight. The board voted last year to delay a scheduled revaluation based on the advice of the tax administrator. He said the slump in home sales meant there was not enough data to get an accurate estimate of property values. The revaluation was pushed back to 2015, but commissioners could decide to wait another 2 years to allow staff to gather more data. The board will also review plans to renovate the Whitted Building into a public meeting space to be shared by the town of Hillsborough, the Board of Commissioners, and the Orange County School Board. If approved, the renovations would cost about $1.5 million. The Board of Commissioners meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Department of Social Services office in Hillsborough. The Carborough Alderman will receive the town manager's budget recommendations when the board meets tonight. The proposed budget does not call for any property tax rate increase, marking the fifth year in a row that Carborough has maintained the same tax rate. The board will schedule a public hearing in the budget for May 21st. The board will also consider making a loan of $50,000 to Cameron's, a retail specialty shop relocating from University Mall in Chapel Hill to the new 300 East Main development in Carborough. The money will come from the town's revolving loan fund. Last but not least, the board will review possible sites for the Southern Branch Library. New locations under consideration include 300 East Main, the town-owned parking lot on South Greensboro, the Butler development on Brewer Lane, and the corner of North Greensboro and Weber Street. The last site is owned by CVS Pharmacy, where developers are in the midst of a long and controversial fight to build a 24-hour pharmacy. Town staff say it's possible the town and county could plan the library in conjunction with CVS. The aldermen meet at 7:30 tonight in Carborough Town Hall. The university is participating in the You Can Play Project. It's a national video campaign that shares a message of acceptance for LGBTQ student athletes. Here is UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development, Cricket Lane.
We think it's really important that people feel comfortable and feel free to be themselves and that they don't have to fear that they're gay or lesbian, that they won't be accepted on their team.
Universities like Duke, Miami, and UCLA have already produced content for this project. Lane and Terry Phoenix, the director of the UNC LGBTQ Center, have also worked together to educate student-athletes, coaches, and staff about the importance of creating a safe atmosphere for LGBTQ student-athletes. Lane says a number of student-athletes have been out while playing their sport.
But we wanted to make sure that every student-athlete feels that way, that they can come out. But we wanted to make sure that we had the foundation where people felt that they could without feeling inferior or in fear.
UNC Athletics got involved in a similar project back in 2012. It was called It Gets Better. They produced a YouTube video featuring UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and student athletes promoting anti-bullying and suicide prevention for LGBTQ teens. Students and staff are in the planning stages for the new video. Lane says they hope to have it finished by the end of the summer. It'll be featured on the You Can Play website. Senate Republicans have rolled out the frame of their tax overhaul plan for North Carolina. They say will cut income tax rates while expanding the scope of the sales tax. Senate leader Phil Berger announced the release of a video on Monday night in which the Eden attorney lays out some of the highlights of the plan. Berger and leaders of the Chamber's Tax Committee scheduled a news conference for today to talk more about the details. Berger says in the video the plan would reduce the top individual income tax rate over the next 3 years to 4.5% and reduce the corporate income tax to 6%. The sales tax rate also would go down. The type of sales to be taxed would be expanded. North Carolina lawmakers are moving closer to adopting new state symbols in categories ranging from folk art to fossils. The House on Monday unanimously approved making 6 new additions to the wildlife, foods, and festivals that have been officially recognized as symbols of the state. The list of more than 40 would expand to include the teeth of the megalodon shark as the official fossil, the Pine Barrens tree frog as the official frog, the marble salamander as the official salamander, the Virginia opossum as the official marsupial, the windmill-like whirligigs created by artist Wallace Simpson as the official folk art, and clay as the official art medium. The addition still needs Senate approval. Lawmakers added the eastern tiger's swallowtail butterfly and 2 festivals to the list last year. Good to see the legislature spending so much time on something that is so incredibly urgent in light of all the other things that are going on. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fill up your tank and get your morning coffee, cappuccino, or hot chocolate, and a freshly baked biscuit or pastry only at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Ram Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing that delay on 15501 southbound between the East Franklin split and South Estes Drive. So be on the lookout there. It is looking like quite the delay. No accident reported there right now, but it is slowing some things down. So if you're traveling in that direction, please use extreme caution in that area. And if you're expecting to go in that area, maybe try to find an alternate route this morning. We are seeing a delay right there. Also, 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, seeing a little bit of a delay. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly out on the roadways right now. I-40 moving smoothly and not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. We ask you to do that safely. And Ron, I know you've been mentioning it, but there is that NC-86 potential delay today with lane closures. So we do remind people that between 9 and 4 today through Friday that there could be some delays on NC-86 southbound. So people should be on the lookout for that.
And all of that sort of depends on the weather. Yesterday they didn't really do anything because of the rain. But
exactly.
And today might be the same thing, but we'll keep you up to date on it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather. Brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 53 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, probably later in the day. High today about 70 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. That 60% chance of rain will extend all the way through tonight. Still a lot of clouds. Chance of showers, thunderstorms, even after midnight. Overnight low 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 50-50 chance of rain with a high of about 70. Rain more likely to occur in the afternoon tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with scattered rain. Chance of rain 50%, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, a pretty good day, or Thursday, I should say. Partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Thursday night, clear with a low in the middle 50s. And then on Friday, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And the high up in the low 80s. So it'll definitely warm up by the end of the week here. WCHL, good morning. It is 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Time now for news around town, and we'll start with what Rand was talking about just a moment ago. Motorists driving south on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Chapel Hill ought to expect delays this week due to lane closures. The North Carolina Department of Transportation is performing maintenance activities in areas of that road to prepare for an upcoming resurfacing. The project was scheduled to start yesterday, but didn't because of all the rain we had. More rain, of course, is expected today, and same thing could happen. They could put it off again. However, rain days were built into the project, and at this time it's not scheduled to go past Friday. We'll just have to wait and see. Delays are scheduled during non-peak driving times between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. For real-time travel information, you can always call 511 or visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The Orange County Public Library is offering a fine forgiveness and free replacement library cards now through May 12th. No matter how late, all fines will be waived when you return overdue books, DVDs, CDs, and magazines. Now, if you can't find your library card, you can also get a free replacement until the 12th. Any other time, a replacement card is $2. You can take advantage of both these money-saving events at the main library in Hillsboro, at the Cybrary, and the Carborough branch. If you'd like more information, visit the News Around Town link on our website, chapelboro.com. And it's time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Sports brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. UNC baseball team is back in action after just less than a week off for exams. And despite having the best record in the country, the Tar Heels remain in the number two spot in two of the four national polls for the second consecutive week. The Tar Heels fell to number two behind Vanderbilt, the National College Baseball Writers Association, and the Collegiate Baseball polls last week, and remained there after this week's polls were released yesterday. However, Carolina remains in the top spot of the Baseball America and USA Today coaches polls. UNC is 42-4 overall. Vanderbilt is 41-6. They don't quite understand that. Today, the Tar Heels host the James Madison Dukes, who are 20-23 on the season. They're out of the Colonial Athletic Association. UNC is 2-1 against the CAA this season with a 9-8 loss to UNC Wilmington late last month and wins over UNC Wilmington and Virginia Commonwealth. Last night on Mike Fox Live, the head coach explained how the exam break can really take the team out of its rhythm of competition, but allows for a refocus just before the final push to the postseason.
We got a lot of work done, which is good because we're not able to practice a whole lot during the regular season. And, you know, we were able to spend as much time or as little time as we wanted all throughout the weekend. And you know, it was a good 4 or 5 day period, I think, for our players and for our program.
A sweep this weekend against Georgia Tech could wrap up the ACC Coastal title for the Tar Heels. While the focus is certainly on James Madison tonight and tomorrow night, Coach Fox says it's hard not to look ahead to Atlanta.
We've historically not been as successful in Atlanta as we would like to be, and we're going to go in there facing a team that I think's, you know, fighting for their, you know, fighting for their lives.
But before the Tar Heels can travel to Atlanta, they will host two midweek contests against the Dukes of James Madison tonight and tomorrow night. First pitch both nights scheduled for 6 p.m. at Bashimer Stadium. You can hear the games right here live on WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com immediately following the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. So be sure and check out Carolina Baseball. And if you get a chance, the weather is good. Hopefully it will be. Get out to the stadium and watch them play. It's really an outstanding baseball team. The NCAA announced last week that season opening practices can be moved up 2 weeks for men's basketball beginning this fall. The Division I Board of Directors announced teams can hold 30 days of practice in the 6 weeks leading up to their regular season opener. Previously, practice was roughly only 4 weeks long. First practice was also not allowed to take place before 5 p.m. under the old guidelines. That stipulation has now been dropped. For more on the rule changes, visit a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Prior to their trip to the NCAA regionals this weekend, a couple of UNC women's golfers were named All-ACC for their efforts this season. Junior Casey Grice was named to the All-Conference team for the second time in her career. Junior Jackie Chang received the honor for the first time. Grice has carded 7 top 20 finishes and 9 events this year. Chang has carded 7 top 30 finishes in 9 events this year. A regional round of the 2013 NCAA Women's Golf Championships begins on Thursday of this week. North Carolina got the number 3 seed in the East Regional and will play at the Auburn University Club in Auburn, Alabama. To see the complete release from UNC Athletics, including comments from head coach Dan Mann, visit a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The ACC's 15-member institutions will fight for 8 guaranteed bowl games, plus 1 conditional game of the 2013 season. The Atlantic Coast Conference announced yesterday the highlight game for the conference is the Discover Orange Bowl, with which the conference earlier announced a 12-year partnership. If the ACC champion does not get a bid to the national championship game, it will do battle in the Orange Bowl against a BCS opponent at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida, at 8 p.m. Friday, January 3rd. The bowls start on Friday, December 27th, just a couple of days after Christmas, with the Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman. The conditional game, the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, is the same day. The ACC would pick up that game if the Pac-12 or Brigham Young are not able to fulfill their commitment to it. 8 of the 9 games will be carried on ESPN. The Hyundai Sun Bowl will be carried by CBS on Christmas Eve. For a complete rundown of the bowl schedule, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are the best players judged on MVP awards or team championships? This is our Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. LeBron James won his 4th NBA Most Valuable Player Award this season and is on his way to what should be his 2nd consecutive world championship with the Heat. So is the king of them all, or just his era? Is James as good as Michael Jordan, who won 4 MVPs but 6 world championships with the Bulls? Or even Kobe Bryant, who cut down the nets on 5 Laker teams but captured only 1 MVP honor? The argument goes on, not only about James, but what most valuable player actually means. Is that the best player in the league or the most indispensable to his team? LeBron fell 1 short of a unanimous MVP vote because 1 sports writer acknowledged that he is the best, but voted for the Knicks scoring machine, Carmelo Anthony, as the player who made the most difference. Personally, as a longtime Dean Smith disciple, I'll go with team honors any day of the week. Now, I've poked fun at Jordan since his retirement, but on the court, he was above them all. Magic, Bird, Kareem, Russell, Chamberlain, and James for now, because Jordan was raised to believe the team came first, and if the team won, individual accolades would follow. That was Smith's belief. Trouble is, the MVP award also has other factors, such as the likability or popularity of players. Bryant was considered a wunderkind when he spurned Duke to go straight to the NBA from high school, and when he teamed with Shaquille O'Neal to help the Lakers win titles in 2000, 01, and 02. But a feud with the lovable Shaq led to O'Neal's trade, and Bryant was seen as the culprit. Despite winning 2 more NBA rings and becoming the youngest player in history to score 30,000 points as the Lakers' all-time leading scorer, Kobe lost support of the fans as he grew older. Of course, a rape charge in Colorado and a messy marriage and divorce did not help that very much. But he still has five NBA titles to James's one and probably two by early June. James is clearly the physical specimen of all time, a 6'8 man-child who, unlike, say, 11-time NBA champ Bill Russell, scores from inside and out and is just as selfless. LeBron can certainly settle the issue with three or four more crowns, but for now, MJ still wears that of the best player ever. This is our chance, Pete. See ya.
Baseball, the sound of summer.
I love it, Ron, at all levels, from the little league to Class A to the bigs.
Hey, Freddie, I have a trivia question for you for a change. How's a great game of baseball like our great local company, Fitch Lumber and Hardware?
All right, Ron, I'll take a swing at that. Fitch Lumber and Hardware offers a great experience at all levels, too. Not only for the professional contractor, but for the weekend amateur with home projects large and small.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware, right here in downtown Carrboro.
Play ball!
Sister Act, the smash hit musical the New York Post calls ridiculously fun, is coming here, direct from Broadway.
It's the hilarious story of a wannabe diva who transforms a ragtag church choir into the hottest musical act around.
And she discovers what sisterhood is all about. So join the 3 million people who've experienced the pure, unadulterated fun of Sister Act, America's new musical comedy classic.
You'll leave the theater feeling amazing.
Opens May 14th for 8 great shows. For best seats, go online to dpacknc.com today.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. Homewatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomewatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. Homewatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Precious Bundles Stork Greetings. It's half off. $80 for celebration baby announcement sign rental, available now for $40. Let Precious Bundles help you welcome home your new Precious Bundle. You've seen the signs, full of cheer and good news. And with today's deal, you can get half off or even more on a sign of your own. Or give the sign rental as a gift, just perfect for a baby shower. It's half off from Precious Bundles Stork Greetings, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, it's bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Inn at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. The special feature every day of the week, there's sure to be a night out that is perfect for you. Menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. 53 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, 52 in Carrboro, 53 degrees also in Hillsboro this morning. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely for the afternoon. Our high today about 70, chance of rain 60%. Probably not going to be as bad as it was yesterday. Boy, what a storm we had yesterday, and it was incredibly dark in the middle of the day. Probably not weather that severe today, but it is going to be cloudy and a big chance of rain. Also, 60% chance of rain tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, then maybe isolated showers after midnight. Low tonight, about 50 degrees as well.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Barrett kidnapped and held for a decade. Three women at a home near downtown Cleveland. Chris Ramsey heard Amanda Berry screaming. He lives across the street.
She climbed out with her daughter. She went to my house. We called 911.
I'm Amanda Berry. I've been on the news for the last 10 years.
Cleveland police say they think that she and Gina DeJesus and Michelle Knight were tied up at the house. Correspondent Dean Reynolds.
Berry vanished in 2003, just a day before her 17th birthday, as she was walking home from her job at Burger King. DeJesus went missing a year later on her way home from school at the age of 14. Michelle Knight disappeared in 2002. All three were found just miles from where they went missing.
Three brothers are now under arrest. As for the kidnap victims, Here's Dr. Gerald Maloney at Cleveland's Metro Health Medical Center.
We're in the process of evaluating their medical needs. They appear to be in fair condition at the moment.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Protests continued in Raleigh last night for the second week in a row. Members of that protest were arrested.
The issue is that it's not just a black issue. It's directed at the vote. It's directed as being able to depower people.
That story and much more on the way on WCHL's Tuesday Morning News. The NAACP's protest of the recent state legislation continues. Last night, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough branch of the NAACP joined other protesters for a rally in Raleigh. This coming after last week's protest where 17 people were arrested. More than two dozen were arrested this time. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more of this story.
Because the issue is that, like I said, it's not just a black issue. And that was kind of where it was played off, you know, the Monday night. You know, it's pretty heavily laced in black folks. That's what that is. But that's not the issue. It's far from it.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's one of the vice presidents of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter. He was also one of several Chapel Hill residents arrested last week. He says the fight against what they call a regressive state agenda is far from over. Alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber last Monday, Reed and other activists participated in a pray-in or demonstrations through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the state legislative building. Reed says the arrest was worth it to prove his point. Yesterday's protest began around 5:30 in the evening, and beforehand, Reed urged people of all races to take part in another wave of civil disobedience.
What's being done in the House is not just directed at African Americans, it's directed at the vote. It's directed as being able to depower people.
Some of the issues they protested included limitations to voters' rights, like the voter ID bill, which passed in the House in April. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax. Reed also believes it's not right that the federal funding to expand Medicaid was rejected. He says these issues will affect many North Carolinians.
And the issue is the fact that they refuse to give us an ear to hear the complaints of the people.
Reed hopes that these continued protests will force state leaders to acknowledge what they have to say. Reed also says that Raleigh law enforcement warned him beforehand not to protest inside the state legislative building.
While they were looking down upon us from the solarium above, they were saying, oh, that's only 17 or so, there's only a handful of them. That's not a problem. That's not enough to get our attention. Throw them out of here.
The NAACP will hold a candlelight vigil outside the state legislative building tonight at 7 p.m. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now, there are some conflicting reports about the number of those arrested last night. WREL is reporting 30 people were arrested, while the Associated Press says there were 27. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says all are likely to face misdemeanor charges, similar to the 17 NAACP protesters arrested last Monday. Those arrested this week include members of the social justice group, the Raging Grannies, several university professors, and the son of state NAACP President Reverend William Barber was also arrested last night. UNC is participating in the You Can Play Project. It's a national video campaign that shares a message of acceptance for LGBTQ student athletes. Here's UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development, Krihit Lane.
We think it's really important that people feel comfortable and feel free to be themselves and that they don't have to fear that they're gay or lesbian, that they won't be accepted on their team.
Universities like Duke, Miami, and UCLA have already produced content for this project. Lane and Terry Phoenix, the director of the UNC LGBTQ Center, have also worked together to educate student athletes, coaches, and staff about the importance of creating a safe atmosphere for LGBTQ student athletes. Lang says a number of student-athletes at Carolina have been out while playing their sport.
But we wanted to make sure that every student-athlete feels that way, that they can come out. But we wanted to make sure that we had the foundation where people felt that they could without feeling inferior or in fear.
UNC Athletics got involved in a similar project last year called It Gets Better. They produced a YouTube video featuring UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and student-athletes promoting anti-bullying and suicide prevention for LGBTQ teens. Students and staff are in the planning stages for this new video. Lane says they hope to have it finished by the end of the summer. It'll be featured on the You Can Play website. Orange County Commissioners will talk about when to schedule the next property tax revaluation when the board meets tonight. The board voted last year to delay a scheduled revaluation based on the advice of the tax administrator for Orange County. He said the slump in home sales meant there was not enough data to get an accurate estimate of property values. The revaluation was pushed back to 2015, but commissioners could decide to wait another 2 years to allow staff to gather more data. The board will also review plans to renovate the Whitted Building into a public meeting space to be shared by Hillsborough, the Board of Commissioners, and the Orange County School Board. If approved, the renovations would cost about $1.5 million. The Board of Commissioners meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. In case you don't know, in case you haven't been around very long, the Whitted Building, named after Richard Whitted, longtime local politician and person who was very involved in our Orange County community. Carborough Alderman will receive the town manager's budget recommendations where the board meets tonight. The proposed budget does not call for any property tax rate increase in Carborough, marking the fifth year in a row that Carborough has maintained the same tax rate. The board will schedule a public hearing in the budget for May 21st. The board will also consider making a loan of $50,000 to Cameron's, a retail specialty shop relocating from University Mall in Chapel Hill to the new 300 East Main Street development in Carborough. The money will come from the town's revolving loan fund. Last but not least, the board will review possible sites for the Southern Branch Library tonight. New locations under consideration include 300 East Main, the town-owned parking lot on South Greensboro, the Butler development on Brewer Lane, and the corner of North Greensboro and Weaver Street. That is the most contentious site. That last site is owned by CVS, diagonally across from Weaver Street Market and the Weaver Street Lawn, where developers are in the midst of a long and controversial fight to build a 24-hour pharmacy. Town staff say it's possible the town and county could plan the library in conjunction with CVS. The Alderman meets tonight, 7 o'clock. The Board of Aldermen meets at Carborough Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 7:39, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Rand Northam has walked into the studio this morning, and Rand, along with his myriad of duties, is taking a look at chapelbro.com today, WCHL's website. And Rand, what are some of the highlights there, buddy?
Well, our newest column up in our lifestyle and opinion section is My Paloma with a local twist. That's our newest column. You want to check that out. Also, we invite you to visit the entire lifestyle section. Today is Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday. No, it's the second Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, today being the...
trying to think of the...
13th. Well...
This would be the second of the month. Yes. So that means that our short list is up.
Today is the
7th,
I should say.
Today is the 7th, so it's the first of the month. We'll get
it
straight.
Is.
Short list is up on chapelboro.com. We've got a short list every month, and it's it goes throughout the entire month to it feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
I'll tell you why I got confused about the date. I look at my computer, it says it's the 13th, which is not true.
Wow.
It's the 7th. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
April Fool's on May 7th in... Yeah. So you'll want to visit our website, chapelboro.com, to check out the short list. Vote for our newest short list going up very soon here on our website. Check out all that there is to offer in our lifestyle section. We've got great local buzz columns, also other columns available on our website, chapelboro.com. All our newest and up-to-the-minute news and sports as well. Lots of sports here in the last 24 hours as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, baseball back in action. That's great. We've had a little bit of a lull during the exam break.
Yeah.
But also the NCAA coming out with some information about Midnight Madness and football releasing schedules, all kinds of different things there. So you want to check those out. And much more. All of that and more available on our website. Of course, you can sign up for our local deal and our newsletter available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
And if you have an app on your phone, You may be having a little difficulty getting to it. That's only temporary.
That's right.
It's an Apple thing. Now it's in their court. They got to do something. I don't know what they got to do. They got to approve it or something. But at any rate, that will be back to normal very soon.
Coming your way soon.
It will be very easy for you to get to chapelbrew.com from an app on your iPhone whatever device.
And we've seen the designs for it. It looks outstanding, easy to use, and we're very... very much looking forward to seeing Chapelboro 2.0 in the app version.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes and get a look at morning traffic,
sounds
if that's
good.
All right with you. Enjoy an evening of laughter and reflection with Carol Burnett coming to Deepak for one show only this Mother's Day, Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Back by popular demand, comedic legend Carol Burnett will host an evening with off-the-cuff conversation with the audience, a format that grew out of the question-and-answer sessions she shared with her studio audience on each episode of The Carol Burnett Show on television. Don't forget to enter our Facebook contest for two tickets to this Sunday show. Enter before 5 p.m. today. That's the deadline. In the meantime, I have a pair of tickets to give away right now to caller number 3. 919-929-WCHL. 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 3 is a winner. Two tickets to see Carol Burnett on Mother's Day night.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Hunton & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and love logistics.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
All right, thank you very much for all the phone calls, and congratulations to Donna Sharp of Graham, who called in and won those tickets to see the amazing Carol Burnett Sunday night, Mother's Day night, at Deepak, Durham Performing Arts Center. Donna Sharp, congratulations. It's going to be a great show. I just have a feeling. And when she tugs at her ear, just pretend that she's doing it for you. It's 7:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. We are in May's early days, and I believe a Mayday, Mayday clarion call is needed. Mayday is an emergency procedure word used internationally as a distress signal. It derives from the French, Venez à m'aider, pardon my French, meaning come help me. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, Orange County, all in distress. Last month, the Orange County Peace Coalition's Bring the War Dollars Home event provided opportunities for Orange County's political bodies to join Carrboro's board, Durham City Council, Durham County Commissioners, Durham Board of Education, Burlington City Council, Raleigh City Council to bring the war dollars back to us. Why Mayday, Mayday? Here's why. The years of Iraq and Afghanistan wars and occupations have cost Orange County taxpayers $480 million. And cost Orange County $36,600,000 in 2020. 12. Orange County has a poverty rate of 16.9% and 148 home foreclosures in 2012. Spending for the wars has diverted money from education, job growth, equal access to medical care, low-cost housing, infrastructure repair, and environmental protection. Orange County has suffered severe layoffs, cutbacks in services, and delays in repairing and building infrastructure. Call your local political bodies and let them know that we are in distress. Mayday, mayday. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three-stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Southern Season is the premier destination to congratulate the graduate and shop for all mom's favorites. Shop our artisan chocolates, gift baskets, flowers, gourmet foods, and unrivaled selections of beer and wine. Visit us in-store for incredible savings, 25% off all champagne and 50% off all Vietri china. When it comes to gift-giving, selection and service at Southern Season are unrivaled. Celebrate family and friends and give the gift of great taste. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening, organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, canning, and much more at their downtown Carborough store, Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Now, with traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic's moving smoothly now. Looks like the slowdown on 15501 southbound has cleared, so continue to move there as planned. 15501 NC54 I-40, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents, no delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties to fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. 53 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High today about 70. Hopefully the weather won't be like yesterday. Yesterday was horrible. It was really dark, big storm, everything else. Power went out momentarily. And today, a little bit milder day than that, I think. Chance of rain is 60%. That goes all the way through tonight. Low tonight about 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated showers possible tomorrow morning, but more likely in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 70 degrees, 50-50 chance of rain. That will hold true through tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, nicer day, partly sunny, with a high in the upper 70s. 7:50, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond is with us now, and Wayne has the word of the day, no doubt.
How are you? Ron, boy, I was just thinking, you know, I always enjoy listening to you in the morning, and especially as we head into the word of the day. I was thinking, you are to radio what a hand-formed patty is to the hamburger business.
Yeah. Meaty, I guess. Thanks.
Okay, well,
I guess that's good. I happen to like hamburgers, you know. So.
Well, Join the club here, pal. You know, join the club of the aging, the svelte, the skinny. Wait, I lost track of where I was going with that.
I think I lost track with that, too.
All right, well, listen, buddy. Yesterday I gave you Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do we call those eponyms? Well, here's another one for you that I hope down deeply, sincerely, that you will enjoy and treasure. And if you don't, well, too bad. word of the day The word of the day is tartuffe. Tartuffe begins with a T. T is in Tom. T-A-R. Here comes another T. T-A-R-T-U-F-F-E. Two F's as in father. T-A-R-T-U-F-F-E. Tartuffe. Here is a word that derives from a character in a play, a 17th century French play by, we call him Molière, but that's not his real name and that's not important. What is important is that the character represented a hypocrite who feigns virtue, especially in religious matters. Now, Ron, of course, I'm not talking about you.
Of course not.
Of course not. You know, your deep devotion to the scriptures is widely known over there. And
yes.
Amongst at least two or three people in that office, right?
Yeah.
All right, so tartuffe is our word of the day. T-A-R-T-U-F-F-E. A hypocrite who feigns virtue, especially in religious matters. Let's see. Where might we find some of these characters in our modern world? I'm having a tough time isolating some, Ron. You want to help me?
Why don't you look over to the capital city?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, they're no doubt having their harm the children prayer breakfast, right?
I don't know about that, but that's good. Thank you.
Oh, gosh, did I say that? No, that must have been my...
No, you didn't.
Hey, look, buddy, a big announcement. Just saw my first hummingbird out our window here.
Oh, good.
Mary Donna saw one yesterday, but he, she, or it is back. What beautiful little creatures. So,
fantastic.
There's the way of the world to redeem us from our cynicism. All right, well, have a good day, my man. Right. I'll talk to you in the morning.
You too, buddy. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Frank Street Realty. And next hour you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it properly. And if you can do all that, if you're the first to do so, when I give you the word, then you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:54, 6 minutes until 8 o'clock. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz along with Brian Chicos.
Got a great joke. It's a long one. Bear with me. This
All right.
is from Mr. Al James. Al James. I don't know. Maybe
All
Rick
right.
James. Or
Super Freak.
Super Freak.
Standing on the top.
Remember Rick James' song with the Temptations he did?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I was born then. A cowboy named Bud was overseeing his herd in a remote pasture in Texas. Suddenly, a brand new BMW advanced towards him out of a cloud of dust.
Mm-hmm.
The driver, a young man in a Brioni suit, Gucci shoes, Ray-Ban sunglasses, and a YSL tie, leaned out the window and asked the cowboy, if I tell you exactly how many cows and calves you have, will you give me a calf?
Okay.
Bud looks at the man, obviously a yuppie, then looks at his peacefully grazing herd and calmly answers, sure, why not? The yuppie parks his car, whips out his Dell netbook computer, connects it to his Apple iPhone 4S, and surfs to a NASA page on the internet where he calls up a GPS satellite to get an exact fix on his location, which he then feeds to another NASA satellite that scans the area in an ultra-high-resolution photo. The young man then opens a digital photo in Adobe Photoshop and exports it to an image processing facility in Hamburg, Germany. Within seconds, he received an email on his Palm Pilot that the image has been processed and the data stored. He then accesses an MS SQL database through an ODBC-connected Excel spreadsheet with email on his BlackBerry, and after a few minutes, receives a response.
He lost me about 10 minutes ago,
I
don't care.
My head hurts. Finally, he prints out a full-color 15-page report on his high-tech, miniaturized HP LaserJet printer, turns to the cowboy and says, you have exactly 1,586 cows and calves. That's right. Well, I guess you can take one of them, says Bud. This is the young man and selects one of the animals and looks on with amusement as the young man stuffs it into the trunk of his car.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bud says to the young man, hey, if I can tell you exactly what your business is, will you give me back my animal? The young man thinks about it for a second and then says, okay, why not? You're a U.S. congressman, he says. Wow, that's correct, says the yuppie. But how did you guess that? No guessing required, answered the cowboy. You showed up here even though nobody called you. You want to get paid for an answer I already knew to a question I never asked. You used millions of dollars worth of equipment trying to show me how much smarter you are, and you don't know a thing how working people make a living, or about cattle for that matter. This is a herd of sheep. And that, folks, is the clean joke of the day.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Christy Hurt has been through a lot of changes lately at the university.
Currently, I am the interim Title IX coordinator for the University of North Carolina. And what that means is that we are in charge here in this office of making sure that the campus is equitable for everyone. And we work to prevent harassment and discrimination based on a variety of protected classes. And what I will be largely doing this summer, of course, is spearheading the efforts, take another look at the sexual assault and a harassment policy here on campus, and convene a large university-wide task force to examine all the issues that are in the policy and the university's response system around sexual harassment and sexual assault cases. So it's a big job moving forward, but that's what I'm doing right now.
Christy Hurt is today's WCHL hometown hero.
We have a great team of people who are willing to take it on. Yeah, I see myself as somebody who can help convene a large group of stakeholders from a variety of different perspectives, and I feel very lucky to be here at the university where we have such a wide array of expertise and commitment from all levels, from students, faculty, and staff alike. We have a really engaged group of people who want to move this forward, and the magic is all in the larger team. And so I do not see this as being my job to fix, but rather a large group of people's responsibility and drive to do what's best for the community and campus here. So I feel very fortunate to be able to work with that group.
Christy Hurt is now on leave from her job as director of the Carolina Women's Center, and she's now interim Title IX coordinator on the UNC campus. Those are really two organizations working toward the same goal.
Well, I was the interim director of the Carolina Women's Center all last year and then came on permanently in January of this year. And so I haven't been in that role for all that long, but I feel really passionate about the work over at the Women's Center, and what we focus on over there is also gender equity organizing. And so we focus on faculty, student, and staff work to promote gender equity all across campus. And what I've been saying the difference in the two roles really is over at the Women's Center, we do that work with a carrot, trying to encourage people to do the work through great programming and engagement. And what we do over here in the Title IX office is really work from more a compliance-focused lens, but towards the same goal, an equitable campus where everyone can thrive.
Did you ever aspire to do this kind of work?
Well, you know, you never really know what this work looks like when you're younger, when you really get into it. I came to nonprofit work as an adult and then came to the university after that. And what I always knew I wanted to do as a kid was do something with people and to try to make the world a better place. And what I've done for a long time is work through social justice initiatives and social equity organizing in nonprofits in the community to make that happen. And so I didn't see that coming exactly, but I always knew I wanted to work with people.
Christy Hurt, working to make a real difference in the lives of people on the UNC campus. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity, plus environmental...